we're just coasting along on 4CRB.
And a very good morning to you. John Fradgley from the Bell Legal Group back with you for another program of The Law and You. So it must be Tuesday morning. Your opportunity to get free legal advice between now and 10 o'clock. That's 11 o'clock daylight saving time. All you need to do is get on that telephone as soon as you possibly can. Our number, of course, 55208888. That number again, 55208888. If you live south of the Tweed River, you'll need to put 07 in front of the number, but otherwise north of the Tweed River, that includes Tweed Heads, and right up through Queensland, you can call us on that number, 55208888. Thank you to all the people who called in last week and made for such an interesting program. We had quite a number of calls come through. I think there was about eight, which is getting pretty close to the maximum number we can deal with in any program, depending on, of course, the length of the call. But if you are needing that advice, the only thing we would ask you to do is get on that telephone as soon as you possibly can, because invariably we get a bit of a backup of calls as we approach 10 o'clock, and we can't go a minute past 10 because we have the national news at the top of the hour. So please get on that telephone as soon as you possibly can. A few weeks ago, I spoke about the introduction of the Privacy Amendment Notifiable Data Breaches Act, which came into force on the, I think it was the 22nd of February, 2018. The legislation actually dates back to 2017. But that is the legislation that makes any organisation accountable under the Privacy Act, is required now to advise the Australian Information Commission and, in fact, members of the public that they deal with if their data has been compromised. And there is a positive obligation that they must do that within 30 days of becoming aware. Now, the one thing people need to be aware of, there's a lot of people who think that this only applies to organisations with a turnover of more than 3 million, but it actually can apply to organisations regardless of turnover, and it applies not only to profit organisations, so businesses in general, but it also does apply to not-for-profits as well. And the penalties are quite significant. $360,000 for an individual failing to notify a breach, and up to $1.8 million for an organisation. So it's certainly something that people are going to have to be very, very aware of. And, of course, coming up in May, the EU is going to introduce its general data protection regulations, and so that anyone who trades with the EU and holds data for a person from the EU, an EU client, will be subject to their provisions, which provide for fines of up to 22 million euro. So certainly something that business is going to have to keep a very close eye on. But enough of that. We have a couple of callers online, and we'll say a very good morning to Anita. G'day, Anita. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Is that John?
It is indeed. How can I help you today?
I have a small question. I was divorced, and my ex has left all his stuff in my garage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's not taking it away. It's been there from last year, August. I've sent him messages and stuff and asked him to come and pick it up, but he's not doing that, and he keeps putting it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm worried that he'll go away because he's planning to leave the country.
Right.
Is there anything I can do about...
Is he now living in a house, or you know where he's living?
No, I don't have his address. He's somewhere in Sydney, that's all I know.
Okay, and you're obviously on the Gold Coast, so that's a bit of
an
issue. Right, well, look, it is a bit of a problem, Anita, because is there anything amongst it that is very valuable?
Well, it's all his personal effects.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just cluttering up my garage, and I need it gone.
Right, okay.
What can I do?
Well, look, there is provision under legislation for the disposal of uncollected goods. You have to put an advertisement in the paper in relation to it to do it properly. So it is a bit of a rigmarole, but I think it would probably be advisable in the circumstances, given that this is your ex husband that you follow that process. I mean, practically you would say, well, if I write him a letter and say, look, if you don't pick it up within, you know, 1 month, I'm going to have it taken away to the dump. And
put I've already done that.
And
I've
it hasn't had any effect? Okay,
no,
so...
keep putting it off.
Yes. Okay. So, what part of the Gold Coast do you live? Which area in the Gold Coast? Just suburb.
Oh, I'm here in Surfers.
Surfers Paradise. Okay. Well, look. Yeah. What I would suggest you do. Do you get over to Southport much?
Yeah, I can go.
Okay, because over in Southport, there's an organisation called the Citizens Advice Bureau. Have you got a pen handy? I can give you their number.
Yes, I do.
So their number is 5532961.
5532961.
They're in Railway Street at Southport. I would suggest you ring them and make an appointment to go in and see them, because they'll be able to take you through the chapter and verse of what the legislative requirements are to dispose of those goods. It's obviously a little bit too convoluted to go through in this program, as we've got a number of calls waiting on the phone. So if you ring them and go in and see them, they'll be able to tell you the process you need to follow so that you can be confident you'll be in the clear.
Okay.
All right then.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Anita,
thank
all the very best.
Bye-bye.
And the time continues to march along. It's just come up to 21 and a half minutes to 10 to 11 south of the border as we say good morning to Robert. G'day, Robert. How are you?
Hello, John. It's Robert. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well. Thanks. How are you?
Good. It's just a question.
Sure.
I asked before. It's about a friend of ours is working and getting, she'd have to work into her 80s to pay her mortgage off. She's got a quarter share in a property which would pay her mortgage out, but apparently the relatives, they don't want to buy her out. So is anything you can do? Can she sell her share or something?
So she actually has a registered interest in the property?
Yes.
Is it in Queensland or New South Wales?
New South Wales.
Okay, well, look, I'm pretty sure the law down there is the same as Queensland, Robert, but basically what she should do, and it may be advisable to get a lawyer to do this for her initially, is to write a letter. You would obviously need to check the law down there, but I would be pretty confident it's the same as Queensland. Write a letter and say, look, I want to sell my share. If you don't agree within 30 days, to the sale of the property or to buy my share, then I'm going to apply to the Supreme Court for the appointment of an agent to sell the property. Now, that's not a real estate agent. That's actually an agent of the court who is authorised to then proceed and sell the property on behalf of all of the owners. So in the old days, it used to be called an application for an order for partition and sale. So that would be the course that I would suggest she follow, Robert.
So the law could possibly tell them they've got to sell.
Yes, it will. I would be very confident.
I'm that victim. I was hoping that because she's up to work into her 80s.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And she's got this money, and it's hard work what she's doing. She's a nurse, and that's cruel what they're doing to her.
No. Okay, so that's the answer
to
your question.
All right, thanks for that, John.
Okay, Robert, all the very best. Cheers now. And the time just coming up to or just past 19 and a half minutes to 10, 11 daylight saving as we say good morning to Ian. G'day, Ian. How are you?
Good morning, John. Well, thank you.
How can we help?
And I'll be as brief as I can.
Sure.
On Sunday, my wife and I visited a very old friend of my wife's in an aged care facility in Brisbane, and we were very shocked to see her condition.
Yep.
Now, this is no reflection on the aged care facility, but her health is deteriorated rapidly, and we feel that her family, her children, and her ex-husband, who is actually living in her duplex, are not helping her in any way. When I asked the doctor for a prognosis, of course, he said he couldn't talk to me because we're family.
Yep.
So is there anywhere we can go to talk to anybody about this? If she expresses a desire to die in her own home, can that also be arranged?
Well, it would depend on her medical condition, so that would be a question for a doctor as to whether she's able to do that. Does she still? She still obviously has capacity. She still has mental capacity.
Yes, she recognised that. She spoke about my wife's mother and other things that occurred. So, yes, she does.
All right. Well, look, what I would suggest you do then is call the Office of the Adult Guardian. I can give you their number if you like.
Yes, please.
So their number is
1300
653 187. And I would suggest that you try and make an appointment. Is the lady up to being able to go and see the adult guardian? Would you be able to take her there, or would they need to come to her?
No, she looked bedridden. That was one of the questions I was going to ask.
From memory, I do have a recollection of a matter we had some years ago where a representative from the adult guardian's office actually came to the nursing home. So that's what I would suggest you do. All right,
yes,
then.
Okay. Thank you so much, John.
Okay. All the very best, Ian.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we say a very good morning to Del. G'day, Del. How are you?
Oh, hi.
How can we help you, Del?
Oh, yeah. My question, I think you've partly answered with your first call.
Sure.
A friend of mine is a dressmaker.
Yep.
And she has problem with people picking up the work orders that they ask her to do.
Right.
Are they legally obliged to keep the items for a certain amount of time, or
well, there
what
is,
can she do about
yes,
it?
Look, it's governed by the disposal of uncollected goods. I just don't have the legislation in front of me at the moment, Del, but that's basically the provisions. I think if you were to go onto the website for the Department of Consumer Affairs, you very well may be able to find the provisions there. Or if you simply Google disposal of uncollected goods, I think you'll find that that will direct you to an appropriate government website that tells you what the requirements are to do that, particularly where it's a business.
Good. Thank you very much.
Okay then, Del. All the very best. And the time just continues marching along. 16 minutes to 10 is just coming up. That's 16 minutes to 11, daylight saving time. And we say good morning to Brenda. G'day, Brenda. How are you? Hi, Brenda.
Oh, hi.
How are you today?
How are you going?
Good. And yourself?
Okay.
How can I help?
Hi, how are you?
Yes, I'm well. How can we help you, Brenda?
Oh, I've got
Turn your radio
I've
off, Brenda. That would be a good idea because it'll completely confuse you. We're on delay.
Okay.
How can I help?
You there?
Yes, I am.
I've got a daughter in hospital at the moment. I'm on her primary carer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also EPOA of the power of attorney.
Yep.
And the other side of the family, it was set severally, are trying to drag her 1,000 kilometres back south to the place that she was in.
Mm-hmm.
I've been caring for her for the last 7 years.
Mm. So you've got, you're holding a power of attorney under which your one attorney of several, and the power of attorney provides that the powers can be exercised severally. Is that what you're saying?
Severally, that's correct, yes.
Okay, so Brenda, if there's a bit of a tug-of-war going on in relation to your daughter, I assume that she doesn't have capacity at the moment. Has she lost capacity, legal capacity?
She has, like, 70% capacity when I'm around, but when she's around people that intimidate her or mm-hmm. hurt her, of course,
yep.
she's not herself completely.
All right, well, look, what I would suggest that you do is contact the office of the adult guardian that I was talking about earlier. Have you got a pen handy?
Well, it's actually gone that way now.
Right, and, because the adult guardian's office would look into it and very well may make an order which gives you the primary power as the attorney and restricts the ability of other family members. So you're in the appropriate forum if that's where you are now.
And well, she's been kept in basically captivity in the hospital since the 26th of December, so it's quite destroying me because I see her nearly every day and the other side want to pull her away from me and I've sort of given up my life.
Mm. Why do you say that she's being kept in captivity? Is she in a psychiatric ward or something?
Allegations?
Sorry?
Pardon?
Is she in a psychiatric ward?
She's in B1.
Right. Oh, well, that doesn't mean anything to me. But so what you're saying is the other side are making false allegations.
Yeah.
Where are you up to
and
with the adult
the
guardian's
of
office?
And I have all the proof of what's happened in the last... Pardon?
Where are you up to with the adult guardian's office?
Waiting desperately for an emergency answer from them.
Right. Well, I think then what you need to do is get back onto them and say that you need to have an urgent hearing in relation to the matter, because they do have provision for urgent hearings where the circumstances warrant it. And if you have reason to believe that, if the power of attorney is several, then none of you have the right to make a decision. Each of you have the right to make a decision. But if you have a conflict...
You don't have to necessarily talk to the other party.
No, but if you have a conflict about that decision, then the Adult Guardian's Office has to resolve that. So what I would suggest you do is get onto the Adult Guardian's Office and just tell them, look, the situation is quite desperate. These other parties are trying to take her back to... wherever, you've been her primary carer, and just see what arrangements can be made to get the matter on as soon as possible. All right, then?
Thank you very much.
Okay, then, Brenda, all the very best.
Bye.
Bye now. And with the time just coming up to 12 minutes to 10, we say good morning to Thomas. G'day, Thomas. How are you?
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, thanks. How can we help?
One game, enduring power.
Mm-hmm.
Young brother has dementia. He was diagnosed with it 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, I accepted the responsibility of being his enduring power, okay?
Mm-hmm.
6 months after he was diagnosed with dementia, sadly his wife passed away with terminal cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, talk about a learning experience, putting it all together, you know. Anyway, I's have been dotted and the T's have been crossed, etc. I live at Palm Beach and he's living up at Springwood, and I was thinking of transferring the power of eternity to his eldest son.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about that?
So does your brother still have legal capacity?
No.
Okay, well, you can't transfer the power of attorney then, because once it's granted and the donor of the power of attorney or the principal loses capacity, the only way it can be changed would be by order of the Queensland Civil and Administrative Tribunal. So what I would suggest you do is contact the office of the Adult Guardian. And you will need to go through a process with them under the Guardianship and Administration Act with an application to the Queensland Civil and Administrative Tribunal so that they will make an order appointing the son as the administrator of his financial affairs and possibly as his guardian for health matters as well.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that's the process you have to follow, Thomas. So do you want the number for the Adult Guardian?
Yes, please.
So their number is 1300.
I'm sorry.
Sure.
1300, yes.
Yep, 653-187.
187. Thanks, John.
All right, all the very best with that,
yep.
Thomas. Cheers now.
Thank you.
And we've just passed 10 minutes to 10, 10 minutes to 11 daylight saving time. Good morning, Judy. How are you today? Hello, Judy. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, John. Thank you for your program.
Thank you for calling. How can we help?
I wanted to ask a question on behalf of my son.
Mm-hmm.
He was married for 22 years. Then his wife was having an affair. She told him she wanted him to go so she could shift a boyfriend in. And sure enough, the day he moved out, the boyfriend moved in. Now, he was left with a debt on the vehicle. They didn't own the home. He walked away with no furniture, no valuables at all. Now, he's been with us for 9 months. We would like to be able to help him so that he can start thinking about getting a unit or something.
Mm-hmm.
But can his wife take money from him if he has saved it from the time he left? He walked away with nothing in the bank. She controlled everything.
Right. So are they divorced?
No. We've got to wait 12 months and a day, then do the application,
mm-hmm.
and then... there's the decree nisi after that.
That's right. And then, but he could bring an application now for property settlement, which would finalise things as between him and his wife. It's almost a little cruel that he would have to do that, because where there's essentially nothing, the cost of the application, et cetera, is probably going to be more than the money involved. So otherwise you need to be divorced and then wait 12 months from the date of divorce, the date of the decree absolute, because that's the period of time within which an application for property settlement can be brought if it hasn't been already dealt with. Whereabouts on the Gold Coast do you live? Which suburb?
Well, actually, we're at Redland Bay.
Redland Bay. Okay. Well, look, I'm not sure about any private, free legal advice services that may exist up in that area. Down here on the Gold Coast, there is the Citizens Advice Bureau at Southport, and there's also the Robina Community Legal Centre at the Robina Shopping Centre, or on the western side of the road from the Robina Shopping Centre, which operates on a Thursday evening from, I think, it's 6:30 to 8:30. So what I would suggest you do is just Google whether there are any free legal services available in your area. They're normally operated through the local law association. So if there's a Redland District Law Association or something of that nature, quite often they have these free legal advice things. And of course there are some available in Brisbane as well. From memory, Caxton Street has a free legal service. So that's the sort of thing I would look for initially, so that he can just go and see someone. You can go along with him and just get a bit of free legal advice to try and look at what might be the best way to go, because in that environment you can look at what the assets are that he's actually got and all that sort of thing. Nothing. But the last thing you want to do is set him up in a house and then have her bring a property application. I'm not saying she would get anything, but you just wouldn't want to go through the angst of fighting a property application if she tried to get her claws into some of the assets that he's accumulated post the breakdown of the marriage.
Yeah, all right, then. It leaves him like in a kind of no man's
land. It does.
He can't move. He just has to stay with us until he can see what, you know, how the land lies.
Yes, no, exactly. But if you get onto one of those services, Judy, that'd be the best thing to do.
I've written all that down.
Okay,
thank you, John.
All the very best.
Appreciate that.
No trouble. Bye now. 5:30 to 10 here on 4CRB, and we say a very good morning to Peter. G'day, Peter. How are you? Peter, are you there? Hello, Peter.
Yes, John.
How are you today?
Good. You?
Well, thanks. How can I help?
Marriage separation, John. Both parties have agreed to up and settle without solicitors or anything like that.
Yep.
What happens to make that legal?
Is there substantial property involved?
No, there's not a lot. No, we're not talking big amounts.
All right. Okay. Well, what happens there then is that you just simply, obviously, you'll separate from the home that you're living in.
Yep.
Okay, and then after the expiration of 12 months from the time you've separated, how long have you been married?
It's a friend of mine, John.
Oh, okay, so how long has he been married, or she?
Probably about 20 years.
Okay, so 12 months separation, they can then apply for divorce. In the meantime, if there was any property involved, once they separate, either party could bring an application for property settlement if that was necessary.
And how does that happen? Is that going to be done?
That has to be done through the court. There would need to be there can be a property settlement agreement, and that if it's amicable, that can just be sanctioned by the court.
Got to be sanctioned by the courts?
Yes. To be legal, it does, yes.
And they can get documentation to take to the courts?
Yep. But it would be advisable for at least one of them to engage a solicitor to do that.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, John.
All the very best, Peter. Bye now. And we'll say a final hello to Robert. G'day, Robert. How are you? Are you there, Robert?
Yeah, good morning, John. This is Robert here.
How can we help?
My question to you is, what would happen to a person if you don't give your enduring power of attorney to somebody?
Right. Well, the difficulty of not giving an enduring power of attorney is that if you lose capacity at any stage, initially the public trustee would be appointed to act as the administrator of your affairs, and the adult guardian's office for your for your personal and health matters. Otherwise, a relative of the person would have to bring an application to the Queensland Civil and Administrative Tribunal, and there are equivalent tribunals in the other states, to be appointed to that role. It's quite a rigmarole to go through. It would end up being quite time-consuming and perhaps expensive if you have lawyers involved. And it can very simply be avoided by having an enduring power of attorney. The other thing that happens, of course, is that it could be time-critical. So there might be decisions that need to be made for that person during from when they lose capacity until when an order was finally made in QCAT, when things really need to be done and there's, of course, no one who can do anything. So my advice to everyone is if you do nothing else, always make sure you have a power of attorney, because as the bumper sticker on the back of the cars say, be nice to your kids because one day they'll choose your nursing home.
Yeah, that will be right.
All right then.
All right then. Thank you.
Okay, Robert, all the very best. And thank you to all the people who've called in and made for such an interesting program this morning. 9 calls today, so that's one up on last week. So we're all trending in the right direction. Just going back to what I was saying about this, the privacy legislation, the critical thing is that people make sure that they've got up-to-date security on their computer system so that they can protect their information. But it is more, it's as much protecting your information from people within the organisation or within your work environment as it is outside cyber attacks. So it's making sure that you've got those policies and procedures in place. And the most important thing is that as soon as a breach has been discovered, there is a positive obligation to report that, or you must report within 30 days of the compromise occurring, of becoming aware of the compromise. So please, if you take nothing else away from this, take away the fact that it is critically important that you take very seriously these laws, because the penalties, as I mentioned earlier, are very, very significant indeed. Banking Royal Commission, of course, is now underway, and that's shaping up to be quite an interesting affair. It's interesting to see that a lot of the current affair programs on TV are now running stories in relation to people who've are claiming they've suffered at the hands of banks. One thing, though, I think people have to bear in mind is that people do need to take some personal responsibility for decisions they make. And I think it's rather sad that we have this it's always someone else's fault mentality. John Fradgley from the Bell Legal Group. Until next week, goodbye and God bless.